The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. Oh, there is much going on in the political world. We'll spend some time, honestly, not a lot of time, on the whole political thing. And the reason is that's what everybody else is talking about. Tune in any of the cable news channels right now at this minute, and they're talking about two things and two things only: Georgia and what's going to happen in Congress tomorrow. That's it. Nothing else they are discussing. Nothing else. And I've got Fox News up on the monitor here in the studio, and it is wall-to-wall Georgia. Nothing else. Okay, now, what is to be reported from Georgia right now? Nothing. The polls won't close for another 3 hours or so. So we have no election results whatsoever. None. We have the polls, which are historically extremely inaccurate. So what are we talking about? Well, whoever wins Georgia will have the majority in the Senate. Well, you can say that in about 20 seconds, and that's about all. Well, anyway, so if everybody else is talking about that stuff, why should we spend our entire program talking about it? We'll deal with it because it's important. Right now, the polls have Perdue, the Republican, ahead in the poll. But the other, Loeffler and Warnock is leading. What? This radical leftist Marxist pastor who believes in black liberation theology, who has a very checkered record concerning abuse allegations in his past, he is leading in the polls? Are you serious? But again, that's the polls, and we know how terribly inaccurate they are. And we probably will not know any real results out of Georgia until probably tomorrow. It's going to be a tight race, and they've got to count all the absentee ballots in the early voting. And by the way, I've said this over and over and over again, but let me repeat it. One thing I hope happens after all the dust settles about this election. Number one, there will be thorough investigations in every state in the union to make sure that anyone that was involved in illegal activity in the election will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, and they be thrown in prison for a long, long time. Second, I hope there is a thorough evaluation of mail-in ballots. The potential for fraud is enormous in mail-in ballots, and my personal feeling is I hope we do away with them. Period. Just do away with the mail-in ballots. I don't think that's going to happen, but I wish it would. So anyway, and by the way, there's so much about Georgia. If the Republicans take just one of those two runoff seats in the Senate in Georgia, they will have the majority again. Yeah, but you got people like Murkowski, Collins, Mitt Romney, who often slide over to the other side and vote with the liberals, vote with the Democrats. So does the 51-seat majority really assure anything? Not really, because the Republicans are not walking in lockstep like the Democrats. The Democrats, if Chuck Schumer says, hey, there's a cliff, go jump off the cliff, every Democrat in the Senate will go jump off the cliff. Yes, sir. You really want us to jump off the cliff? Yeah. Okay. If Nancy Pelosi in the House of Representatives says, go jump off that cliff, almost every Democrat in the House of Representatives, yes, ma'am. You really want us to jump off the cliff? Yeah. Okay. Republicans are not so much. Anyway. All right. That's enough for now. If anything happens in Georgia while we're on the air, I'll keep my eye on the news sources. I've got my computer up. I've got monitors on here in the studio. If anything happens, which I don't think it will while we're on the air, but if anything does, I'll pass it along to you immediately. But let's talk about other things. There are many other things going on around the country and around the world. Here's a story that most of us have been watching. It's the story of Ulrich Klopfer. Now, you may not remember that name, but you certainly will remember the circumstances. He was the Indiana abortionist who died, was it 2019? I think he died in 2019. He was an Indiana abortionist, and after he died, they found 2,411 aborted babies stored on his property in ice chests and coolers. 2,411 aborted babies. He kept them as trophies. Macabre, weird, strange, evil trophies. Well, people in Indiana were trying to charge him with crime because what he did was terribly illegal. The problem is he's dead. So here's the headline out of Indiana. The Indiana Attorney General's office has ended its investigation into the late abortionist Ulrich Klopfer and the gruesome discovery of 2,411 aborted babies' bodies stored on his property. Because Klopfer died in 2019, Attorney General Curtis Hill said no charges can be filed against him. Quote, this horrific ordeal is exactly why we need strong laws to ensure the dignified disposition of fetal remains, Attorney General Hill said. I'm not sure. Some pro-life people over in Indiana, even though he's dead, wanted he and his estate charged. I'm not sure what would be accomplished with that. And the attorney general is pro-life, and he tried. But as a result of the lengthy investigation, they came to the conclusion there's nothing they can do now because he is dead. 2,411 aborted babies. And when they made this gruesome discovery on his property, there was almost no outrage in the news media. You may remember that. I thought it was bizarre. I thought it was strange that it was, oh, ho-hum. He had 2,400 dead babies on his property. It was treated by the mainstream media and the pro-abortion people like, well, that's kind of normal. Really? That case is closed. 2,411 aborted babies. Wow. All right. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. You're listening to Bob Rennie Live, and we will be back.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I already said I'm not going to talk much about politics today, but what I find really interesting is that I've been able to find some live video of some of the demonstrations in Washington, D.C. Now, the big one is going to be tomorrow. I mean, the big one is going to be there tomorrow. But today in Washington, D.C., there are thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of Trump supporters. Some of the video that I've seen, hey, I don't know. This is a wild estimate on my part, but it looks like way over 100,000 people today. And the big one is going to be tomorrow in support of Donald Trump. Whatever your feelings on this, whether you agree with the protests, whether you disagree with the protests, would you join me in praying that there will be no violence? That's my big concern, is that there is going to be violence today and probably tomorrow as well. I made my feelings known yesterday, and I'm not going to go into it again today, but there are huge crowds in Washington, D.C. already, and as I said, the big protest is planned for tomorrow. If it's going to be bigger than today, there's going to be hundreds of thousands of people in Washington, D.C., to protest the election of Joe Biden and so forth. These are tumultuous times. Pray for peace. Now, I realize some people don't want peace. I know people that are advocating an armed rebellion, a revolution, an armed, bloody civil war. I pray it doesn't come to that. I do. Some people want it. I don't. And I won't go any further into that. But I'm praying for safety and peace. And I think above all else, God's will. I'm praying for God's will. All right. Hey, I was just talking about Indiana and the attorney general announcing that they cannot bring charges against Ulrich Klopfer because he's dead, in spite of the fact that they discovered 2,411 aborted babies on his property. Well, here's good news out of Indiana. Indiana's 18-hour ultrasound law, which went into effect, the state of Indiana saw a dramatic decline in abortions, and then a court case rose up, and the law was stopped, and it has been reinstated by a federal court, and it went back into effect on January 1st. What it requires is that if a woman wants an abortion in Indiana, it is required that she be shown an ultrasound of her unborn baby 18 hours before the abortion procedure. This law was passed back in 2016. It's called the Dignity for the Unborn Act. It was signed into law by then-Governor Mike Pence. And again, it requires that abortion providers provide an ultrasound at least 18 hours prior to the abortion. After that law was enacted, there was a dramatic decrease in abortions in Indiana when a federal court blocked the law. There was an immediate spike in abortions. So we can only hope and pray that now that the law has been reinstated, effective January 1st, there will be a huge decline in the number of abortions in Indiana again. I think it's a very, very wise law. Why would a pregnant woman not want to know what she is aborting? Why would she not want to have full information unless she simply wants to escape? It's a good law. Again, signed into law by Mike Pence back in 2016. Blocked by a federal judge and now reinstated. And again, it's a reminder of how important the courts are. All right, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. So much debate about the lockdowns, the mask mandates. Do they work? Do they help? Do they curb the spread of COVID-19? We're coming up on a break. When we come back, I have some interesting research here in America and also around the world. Do the lockdowns work? We know how destructive they are. Suicide rates have exploded. Small businesses have been closed in record numbers. But have they helped? We'll look at these statistics and the science when we come back.